Joining us now, the host of a podcast, Weed and Whiskey, Jerry J-Man Joyner is back. J-Man, what's going on? Welcome back in here.
Thanks for having me today.
All right, listen, man, you are all about the industry here and what's happening, not just waking and baking, but cannabis use disorder. Let's talk about that because the American Psychiatric Association has now said that that is a thing, cannabis use disorder, because, you know, the trend is that more people are smoking marijuana these days. The THC levels are going up. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, I think the average was about 3% THC, 15% today. In some of these places, you go buy THC, 30% levels. So it's like going from a beer to a shot of whiskey as far as the potency goes. So let's talk about what cannabis use disorder is. Is this legitimately a medical definition of, you know, psychiatric problems going on?
Yes, cannabis-induced psychotic disorder affects about 2.7 people per 100,000 people. Alcohol-induced psychotic disorder affects about 8%. But what this means is it doesn't people getting drunk or high. It's the way their body accepts the alcohol or the THC. And you mentioned earlier, JT, back in the 70s when old J-Man started, we had Mexican dirt weed, what it was called. It was sticks and seeds and a little bit of pot, okay? And it was about 2 to 3% THC. Today, flower can be up to 25, 30% THC. But the real problem, JT, is with these waxes and this dabbing. This stuff is 80, sometimes 90% THC.
Now, is that allowed? Do we have regulations? Does the industry need to rein itself in here? What's going on?
Well, you know, as a guy that on 420, I've been using cannabis for 50 years, you'd think I'd be the guy that says, oh, no, let everybody do what they want. I'm not a person that believes in having that potent of pot out there. And the method of the way that they create that high potency THC, I think, is what's causing these young people to have more and more incidences. We're not seeing this nearly as much in people that are over 30 than under 30. And I believe it's because they're doing these, they're taking these rigs and they're doing these waxes and these dabs and this shatter stuff that is chemically pulled from the plant. So you've got butane and other byproducts that are in there. And so when you light that up, who knows what it's going to do? It's going to be like drinking Everclear.
Well, what's statistically alarming to me is that nearly one in five Americans age 12 and older use cannabis in 2021. 20%, including 12-year-olds. I mean, come on.
Well, we got a little saying over here at Weed and Whiskey TV, don't take a puff until you're old enough. Statistics show us that children, teenagers, they're still in their developmental stages, shouldn't be doing these products. That's why I'm a big proponent of adult use. When you're 21 years or older, you've kind of developed. And if you want to use this for recreational purposes instead of drinking, I think there's a lot of benefits to that. We know that there's a lot of medical benefits to this, but there's no proven benefit whatsoever except for zonking your brain out of doing these 80 and 90% THC shatters, dabs, and waxings. Now, those people aren't probably going to advertise with OJ Man on Weed and Whiskey TV now, but, you know, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter.
Well, J-Man, you know, there's also a lot of people that say alcohol, and I've talked to doctors about it, there is absolutely, forget the fact that you think red wine's helping your heart, zero benefit to putting alcohol in your body, and zero benefit, unless it's medically used, to help with pain relief and managing, you know, addiction and getting away from opioids. But the THC and the CBD oils, there is no benefit to just, you know, waking and baking and smoking a joint and just being stoned for half the day. I mean, there's zero benefit, not to mention what's going on with your lungs on that.
Sure. And the everybody's got an endocannabinoid system, JT. That's a big word for me. But this is what our body uses to regulate THC and CBD. We don't have a regulator for alcohol. Alcohol is a toxin, okay? There's no doubt it's a toxin and a poison, and I'm glad to see trending with young people are drinking less and less, but they're turning to cannabis products more and more. Eat a low-dose gummy. Drink one of these seltzers. Don't do those waxing and dabbing stuff. Yeah. That's my recommendation.
There's some dangerous stuff out there, no doubt. Jerry J-Man Joyner, thank you so much for being back with me. I appreciate your insight.